Welcome to the Velvet Quill Cafe, a place where every candle holds a story of the heart, part of StoryOmniverse.com. This tale is titled, Scarves in the Library Rain. Settle in. The coffee is warm, and the story is about to begin. Chapter 1, Candlelight Confession. The Velvet Quill Cafe glimmered with gentle candlelight, velvet curtains breathing softly in the hush. The stranger sat near the central table, fingers curled around a worn mug, and began. I never meant to tell anyone this, but the rain sometimes carries more than sorrow. It was a Tuesday, ordinary in every way but the weather. The city outside blurred behind sheets of rain, and Sophia, seeking escape from a life that pressed too close, ducked into the old library. Water dripped from her hair and coat, collecting in tiny pools on the marble floor. She moved quickly between the shelves, searching for solitude, but collided with a tall young man balancing a stack of worn books. Sorry, she stammered, cheeks flushing. No harm done, he said with a crooked smile. You look like you needed rescuing as much as these books. Thunder rolled above them. With the storm unrelenting, Sophia and the stranger, Leo, retreated together down a narrow aisle, drawn by the rustle of pages and the scent of parchment. They lingered near a table where letters, tied with faded ribbon, spilled from between the pages of forgotten novels. They read the letters aloud to each other, laughter and wonder weaving between their words, the world outside dissolving into the rhythm of rain. The letters spoke of longing and hope, their words a lifeline cast across years. Sophia and Leo exchanged glances, the first threads of connection stitching quietly between them. As the storm pressed on, the two found themselves not quite strangers anymore. Drawn together by chance and the comfort of stories shared. Chapter 2, Letters Between Us. Golden lamplight pooled over the worn carpet where Sophia and Leo sat, legs tucked beneath them, stacks of books forming a soft barricade against the world. Leo picked up a letter, voice hushed. If I could send you a single rose with every word, my garden would be endless. Sophia smiled, tracing the delicate handwriting. It feels like we're trespassing in someone else's heart. But I think I needed to hear these words tonight. Leo looked at her, his gaze lingering. Sometimes I think people leave pieces of themselves behind, hoping someone will find them. Maybe that's what we're doing too. Sophia hesitated, then let her guard slip. I left home. I couldn't breathe there anymore. It felt like nothing I did would ever be enough. Leo nodded, quiet for a moment. I've been fighting something I can't control, he admitted. Illness. Most days I pretend it isn't there, but the truth is, it changes everything. The confession settled between them, gentle and heavy at once. Outside, the rain softened, but inside, time seemed to pause. The library cafe's faint violin drifted in from the next room. Sophia reached for another letter, hands trembling. Maybe we're both still looking for the right story, she said. We can write it, Leo whispered. Their voices mingled with the scent of old paper and melted wax, and for a while, neither felt alone. Chapter 3, Scarves and Promises. Eventually, the rain eased, and the library's quiet returned. Leo reached into his bag and pulled out a gray knit scarf, holding it out to Sophia. Take this, it's warm, at least until the sun comes back. Sophia smiled, surprised by the gesture. She unwound her own blue scarf, vivid as the sky between storms, and wrapped it around Leo's neck. Now we're even, trade for trade. They stood at the library's heavy doors, scarves wrapped tight, and promised to meet again. The scarves, soft with memory, became tokens of a day that felt like a secret only they shared. In the days that followed, Sophia returned often. Sometimes she found Leo's scarf tucked between books. Once, she found it carefully folded inside the cafe's menu, pressed flat, like a letter or a rose. Each time, It felt like an invitation, wordless but sure. The scarves lingered between them, a motif of belonging. As they learned to find each other in aisles of stories and the hush of turning pages. Chapter 4, Tea and Truths. One gray afternoon, Sophia and Leo found themselves again in the library's cozy cafe nook, surrounded by the gentle clink of cups and the scent of rose tea. They sat close, scarves exchanged and fingers brushing as they sipped. Sophia looked out at the rain, running down the window. "I used to think running away would fix everything, but mostly I just feel lost." Leo nodded, his hand steady around his cup. "Sometimes I pretend I'm not afraid. But then I see how you listen. It makes it easier to tell the truth." Their conversations deepened, words floating between them like petals on water. They shared stories of childhood dreams and disappointments, of families who could not understand, of the ways illness and expectation could carve out loneliness. Yet in each other's company, the loneliness eased. Leo's laughter softened Sophia's worries. Sophia's stories lifted Leo's burdens, if only for a little while. Their connection grew, quietly but surely, like roots seeking light beneath the soil. Each meeting was a new page, written together in the glow of candlelight and the murmur of rain. Chapter 5, The Rose and the Menu. On a bright morning after a week of clouds, Sophia arrived early. She wandered the aisles, heart lighter than it had been in months. She paused at their usual table, and her breath caught. Pressed between the menu's pages was a single rose, delicate and perfectly preserved. Tucked with it was a note in Leo's steady hand. "For you, in case you ever need a reason to believe in new beginnings." She touched the rose, its petals soft as memory, and pressed the scarf Leo had given her to her cheek. The rose became her talisman, a promise that even in fleeting moments, beauty could be captured and kept. That afternoon, Leo arrived, and Sophia met him with a smile that made the dust motes swirl. "You left me a rose," she teased. "And you left me your scarf," Leo replied, pulling the blue wool from his coat pocket. "I think we're both learning how to say what matters, even without words." The air between them shimmered with hope, and for the first time, Sophia let herself believe in possibilities. Chapter 6, Rain Returns. A week later, another storm rolled through the city. Sophia and Leo met again, drawn to the familiar shelter of the library. Thunder echoed through the stacks, but inside, the candle at their table flickered in time with their heartbeats. They read old letters until their voices grew hoarse, then fell into quiet conversation. Leo finally spoke the worry both had been carrying. "Sometimes I wonder if it's fair to ask you to stay. My health, it's uncertain. I don't want to be a burden." Sophia shook her head, reaching for his hand. "You're not a burden. You're the first person who's made me feel seen. I'm not afraid of the hard parts, only of not telling you what you mean to me." Rain tapped against the window, a gentle rhythm that steadied their nerves. In sharing their fears, they found a new kind of strength, the courage to stay, even when the future was unclear. They sat in the golden pool of candlelight, the storm outside a quiet reminder that sometimes shelter is found in another's presence. Chapter 7, Letters Written, Letters Kept. The next morning, Leo arrived early, carrying a small notebook. He wrote a letter for Sophia, his pen moving slowly, each word chosen with care. He tucked it between the pages of a battered novel and left it in the library's secret alcove. Sophia found it that evening, her fingers trembling as she unfolded the page. "My dearest Sophia, no storm could ever make me regret meeting you. If the future is uncertain, let's face it together. Leo." Tears pricked Sophia's eyes, not sadness, but the ache of being truly known. She pressed the letter to her heart, letting herself believe that love, even in its fragility, was worth every risk. That night, Sophia wrote back, tucking her own letter into Leo's scarf. Their words became a private current, flowing between them and binding them to hope. Chapter 8. The Fear of Saying. Still, doubt shadowed Sophia's thoughts. She worried that her feelings were too much, or worse, not enough. The chance to speak her love aloud felt both thrilling and terrifying. One evening, as the last patrons drifted from the library cafe, Sophia finally found the courage. "Leo, I need you to know," she whispered. "I love you. Even if it hurts. Even if we don't have forever." Leo smiled, eyes shining with unshed tears. "You said it first," he teased gently. "But I've loved you since you read that first letter. I just couldn't find the words." They laughed, awkward and sweet, relief washing over them. The fear of rejection melted away, replaced by the warmth of being chosen. In the hush that followed, the world felt briefly infinite. Chapter 9. Moments in Sunlight. Their days together became brighter. They explored the city, finding small joys. A bookshop cat, a hidden garden, a street violinist whose songs seemed written for them. They cherished quiet coffees and the comfort of scarves, left behind for the other to find. Yet each moment was precious, because it might be the last. Leo's illness sometimes flared, days when he looked tired, when words came slowly. Sophia stayed, her presence a steady comfort. They learned to accept the uncertainty, to let love be enough, even when it could not promise tomorrow. They built a story out of the hours they were given, savoring every stolen moment. On a day when Leo felt strong, he pressed Sophia's blue scarf to his face and said, "For as long as I have, I'm yours." Sophia squeezed his hand. "And for as long as I remember, you'll be mine." Chapter 10, Turning Pages. As autumn slipped in, Leo's health worsened. Their visits grew quieter, but never less loving. They sat in their library nook, reading aloud or simply holding each other's scarves. One evening, Sophia found a new letter tucked in her favorite book, Leo's handwriting unsteady. "My Sophia, if I cannot always be with you, let this story remind you how much you are loved. Our love is a pressed rose, kept safe between the pages of a life well lived." Sophia closed her eyes, letting the words settle deep inside. She knew time was slipping away, but she also knew that what mattered most had already been said. Their love was no longer about possession or certainty, but about acceptance and the memory of a connection that would outlast the turning of any page. Chapter 11, The Last Rain. On a stormy evening, Sophia returned to the library alone. She wandered the aisles, letting the hum of old memories soothe her ache. At their table, she found Leo's scarf, and inside it, the pressed rose from the menu. There was one final letter, trembling in her hands. "My dearest, thank you for finding me. Thank you for staying. I hope every time you feel the rain, you remember that love endures, even if it must change its form. I am always with you." Just as these words will linger in your heart, Leo. Tears blurred her vision, but Sophia smiled through them. The rose's scent seemed to linger, mingling with the perfume of parchment and candle wax. She pressed the scarf to her cheek, letting herself be wrapped in the memory of Leo's embrace. She promised herself that she would not let fear steal the chance to speak or to love again. Chapter 12, The Cafe's Quiet. Sophia returned once more to the Velvet Quill Cafe. The room glowed, voices hushed in respect as she approached the central table. With careful hands, she set the pressed rose and Leo's scarf upon the cafe's open journal. She took the velvet quill and wrote a single line, her heart steady. "Some loves linger, blooming quietly between pages, felt in the hush that follows rain. The cafe swelled with the soft clink of cups and the gentle sigh of curtains. Around her, listeners reflected in silence. Some moved to add their own words to the journal. Sophia sat back as the candle before her burned low, comforted by the warmth that lingered. She knew that the story she carried would resonate in the quiet, in scarves left behind, in pressed roses and whispered words. Love endures, not always in presence, but in the spaces where memory and hope meet. As the cafe faded into gentle hush, the storyteller's voice ended, and the story, like a pressed rose, remained. A cozy candlelit cafe with two people sitting close together at a small wooden table, scarves draped over chairs, surrounded by books and the soft glow of candles. Rain blurs the window behind them, while a pressed rose lies open in a menu between them. Velvet Quill Romance Story. Immerse yourself in scarves in the library rain. A Velvet Quill Romance Story, where a chance encounter during a storm leads two lost souls through letters, scarves, and the courage to love, all within the cafe's candlelit embrace. You have been listening to a story from The Velvet Quill Cafe, part of StoryOmniverse.com. May its warmth linger with you until the next tale is told.